ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट 18 Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sutah Uvacha Aho Vayam Janma Bhritah Adya Ha Asma Vridha Anuvritya Api Viloma Jataha Doshkulyam Adhim Vidhunoti Shigram Mahat Tamanam Abhidhana Yoga Sutta Uvacha Aho Vayam Janma Bhritodya Aho Vayam Janma Bhritodya Hasma Vridhanu Vrityapi Viloma Jataha Doshkulyamadhing vidhunoti shigram Mahattamanam abhidhana yogah Suta uvacha Aho vayam janma bhritodya hasma Vridhanu vrityapi viloma jataha Doshkulyamadhing vidhunoti shigram Mahattamanam abhidhana yoga Sutta uvacha Aho vayam janma bhritodya hasma Vridhanu vridyapi viloma jataha Doshkulyam adhim vidhunoti shigram Mahattamanam abhidhana yoga Suta uvacha
Aho vayam janma
bhritodyahasma
Vridhanu
vrityapi viloma jataha Doshkulyam adhim vidhunoti shigram
Mahattamanam abhidhana yoga
Suta uvacha Aho vayam janma bhritodya hasma
vidhanu vidya piviloma jataha doshkulyamadhim vidhunoti shigram Mahattamanam abhidhana yogaha
Sutta
uvacha
Aho
vayam janma brito chahasma Vidhanu yatra piviloma jataha Doshkulyam adhim vidhunoti sigram Mahattamanam abhidhana yogaha
Ladies, please.
Sutta uvacha Aho vayam janma brito dhyahasma Vritanu yojati viloma jataha Doshkulyam adhim vidhunoti shigram Mahattamanam adhipadana yogaha Sutta uvacha Aho vayam janma brito dhyahasma Vilom brimbhajapi viloma jataha Doshkulyam adhim vidhunoti shigram Mahattamanam vidhunona yogaha Sutaha
Uvacha
Sutta Goswami said
Aho
How
Vayam
We
Janma
Britaha
Promoted in birth
Adya
Today
Ha
Clearly
Asma
have become
Vridha
Anuvritya
by serving those who are advanced in knowledge
Api
although
Viloma
Jataha
born in a mixed caste
Doshkulyam
disqualification of birth
Adhim
sufferings
Vidhunoti
purifies
Shigram
very soon
Mahat
Tamanam
of those who are great
Abhidhana
conversation
Yogaha
connection
Sri Sutta Goswami said
O God, although we are born in a mixed caste we are still promoted in birthright simply by serving and following the great who are advanced in knowledge even by conversing with such great souls one can without delay cleanse oneself of all disqualifications resulting from lower births.
Purport.
Sutta Goswami did not take his birth in a Brahmana family. He was born in a family of mixed caste or an uncultured low family. But because of higher association like Sri Shukadev Goswami and the great rishis of Naimisharanya, certainly the disqualification of inferior birth was washed off. Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed this principle in pursuance of the Vedic usages and by his transcendental association he elevated many low-born or those disqualified by birth or action, to the status of devotional service and establish them in the position of acharyas or authorities. He clearly stated that any man, whatever he may be, whether a brahmana or shudra by birth, or a householder or mendicant in the order of society, if he is conversant with the science of Krishna, he can be accepted as an acharya or guru, a spiritual master. Suta Goswami learned the science of Krishna from great rishis and authorities like Shukdeva and Vyasadeva, and he was so qualified that even the sages of Naimisharanya eagerly wanted to hear from him the science of Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he had the double association of great souls by hearing and preaching. Transcendental science, or the science of Krishna, has to be learned from the authorities, and when one preaches the science, he becomes still more qualified. So Suta Goswami had both the advantages, and thus, undoubtedly, he was completely freed from all disqualifications of low birth and mental agonies. This verse definitely proves that Srila Shukadeva Goswami did not refuse to teach Suta Goswami about the transcendental science, nor did the sages of Naimisharanya refuse to hear lessons from him because of his inferior birth. This means that thousands of years ago there was no bar to learning or preaching the transcendental science because of inferior birth. The rigidity of the so-called caste system in Hindu society became prominent only within 100 years or so, when the number of dvijabandhus, or disqualified men in the families of higher castes, increased. Lord Sri Chaitanya revived the original Vedic system and he elevated Thakur Haridas to the position of Namacharya, or the authority in preaching the glories of the holy name of the Lord, although His Holiness Srila Haridas Thakur was pleased to appear in a family of Mohammedans. Such is the power of pure devotees of the Lord. The Ganges water is accepted as pure, and one can become purified after taking a bath in the waters of the Ganges. But as far as the great devotees of the Lord are concerned, they can purify a degraded soul even by being seen by the lowborn, and what to speak of association. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to purify the whole atmosphere of the polluted world by sending qualified preachers all over the world, and it remains with the Indians to take up this task scientifically and thus do the best kind of humanitarian work. The mental diseases of the present generation are more acute than bodily diseases. It is quite fit and proper to take up the preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world without delay. Mahattamanam Abhidhana also means dictionary of great devotees, or a book full of the words of great devotees. Such a dictionary of the words of great devotees and those of the Lord are in the Vedas and allied literatures, specifically the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Srishtam Manamapi Shachiputra Matra Srupam Rupam Tasyagajam Urupurim Bhaturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Sri Gurum Tamayatosmi Vandeham Sri Guru Shriyataf Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Sajivam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are many important points in this verse and purport. I particularly want to focus on this statement within the purport. The mental diseases of the present generation are more acute than bodily diseases. It is quite fit and proper to take up the preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world without delay. I specifically wanted to speak on this because yesterday, toward the end of the talk, I spoke about, I didn't use the word, I can use it now, the general attitude of stoicism within Indian culture. Translator stopped at the word stoicism. You can look it up if you like. It means an attitude of acceptance of setbacks, maybe even somewhat pessimistic outlook on life, and just go on despite all setbacks because you don't expect anything better. There's actually a philosophy called Stoicism from the ancient Greeks. There's a similar word which you also won't be able to translate unless you look it up. Phlegmatic, but it gives the idea of someone who's just steady just by nature. Cough in Ayurveda, you'd say they cough those. There's the air, water, and earth. So it's the same idea. Someone who's phlegmatic. They are by nature there. Steady and don't become excited very easily. So yesterday I was speaking how in India generally we see that people, they can accept difficulties. That's changing a lot. One reason is due to political agitation. By democracy, the whole country, everyone is made a political entity. Whereas previously, politics was for the Kshatriyas and the Brahmanas who advised the Kshatriyas. Srila Prabhupada described that. The fight would be going on, the Kshatriyas would be fighting in one field and the farmer would be farming in the next field. And he doesn't care who wins, because whoever wins, he has to, because everything goes according to dharma, and the dharma shastra is there, so he has to, whatever, he has to give so much of his crop to whoever's the king, and he expects the king, whoever it is, to rule according to dharma. So he doesn't mind who wins, and he's not afraid, because it's not like in modern warfare where you don't just kill the combatants, but you just kill anyone willy-nilly here and there. Civilian casualties. What do they call that? Collateral damage. It's one way of saying that you killed a whole bunch of people who've got nothing to do with the fight whatsoever. So I mentioned that, how Indian people tend to... They're more settled in that way, mentally. And after the class, later in the day, Chitta Hari Prabhu mentioned to me that something he's observed is that the term depression is commonly used and well known among the English-speaking people, which means the more educated people. The kind of people you used to work with in Bangalore, right? The in the IT industry, they call it. Industry, it's maybe that word's morphed into, it used to mean working with machines and things like, well, I guess you do work with machines, but not in that way. So, Bangalore is famous for IT professionals and for mental hospitals. You earn lots of money working in IT and then you spend it all in the mental hospital when you get admitted there. It's a common syndrome, burnout. And you were saying that, especially the kind of people who'd been in America, they know this term very well, depression. A few years ago, I was in America and I heard for the first time the word Prozac. And often when I'm in America, people say words I don't know. What does it mean? And do you know that? You must know, you're a doctor, right? Is it used in India?
Yeah, it's a medical language.
Yes, it's a name of a medicine. But do you prescribe it? No. So I didn't know what it was, and it's a household word. It's like, I guess everyone knows, at least when I was a kid, everyone knew what aspirin is. Everyone has aspirin in the home. When you get a headache, you take an aspirin. So Prozac, it's a household word because so many people were being prescribed it for depression. Is that right? For depression. We used to call them amphetamines. Is it a kind of amphetamine, is it? Uppers and downers, barbiturates. When you get too excited, they give you barbiturates. And when you're not excited enough, they give you amphetamines. And just make everyone just like a robot who can go on working without being too excited or too dull. What's happening is bringing the Western culture, they're bringing the Western diseases also. The developed countries, they've developed so many pharmaceuticals. They've developed so many diseases. Is depression widespread in Ukraine?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? You're from Ukraine, aren't you?
I live in Germany.
But you live in Germany. But I guess it's fairly widespread in Germany, is it?
In Germany.
Germany, yeah. There was some guy a few years ago, he was a pilot, right? He got so depressed, he flew the whole plane into the side of a mountain with full passenger load on board. Thought, well, I'll die and I might as well kill everyone with me too. He was depressed, I guess. German Wings flights. So Srila Prabhupada mentions here, the mental diseases of the present generation are more acute than bodily diseases. It's interesting that Srila Prabhupada wrote that. This is the first canto which Srila Prabhupada wrote in India. And he was writing in Vrindavan, which at the time was a small town, just like a village. I first went in 1976, and it was a peaceful, sleepy place. I was just listening to Shruv Damodar Maharaj, Brahmacharya at that time, speaking to Prabhupada about how he wanted to come and stay in Vrindavan because it's very peaceful, I can do writing. And nowadays Vrindavan isn't peaceful. It's like a suburb of Delhi. Practically it is. Maybe it will be. They're putting an airport next to Vrindavan and then the urban sprawl may connect the two places. Just like Katak and Bhuvaneshwar, the 70 kilometers apart, and they're practically joined together. It's going on. So it was very peaceful at the time. And there were people, pretty much everyone there was Krishna conscious. Everyone. So generally religious people are not suffering from mental diseases. Maybe Richard Dawkins has a different opinion in that regard, but we think he's got a very serious mental disease called acute atheism. What's the medicine for that? Hare Krishna! That's the medicine. Bhavaushad. The medicine for material existence is Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada wrote that. That was very perceptive, because Srila Prabhupada was living among people who are not, we wouldn't expect them to be mentally diseased. Of course, Srila Prabhupada has spent most of his life working in the pharmaceutical business. So he may have seen, but you don't prescribe much for mental disturbances, do you? Hardly. Even now. Even people are so far away from religion compared to previously. people are really suffering. Depression. So yesterday I spoke about that. There's a term, what is that? PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. So many mental diseases, and the number is increasing all the time. The psychiatrists are analyzing more and more, or nuances of different diseases, and things which weren't previously considered mental diseases. Now, just like this, what do they call that? Attention deficiency syndrome for children. And naturally, children, you put them in a classroom and they want to play and shout. And that's called attention deficiency syndrome. And the cure is, what's the name of the drug? You don't know because you don't prescribe it. But they give drugs to the kids if they're too bouncy. What do you think about that, Madhu Sudha? Inject him. No, inject him with Krishna consciousness. From the perspective of a layman, psychiatry is a mental disease. Seems to be. They analyze everything. They think everyone's got some kind of disease. They're looking at everyone. What disease has he got? What was his syndrome? But we can't deny that depression is a fact. You may not see it here very much, but in the West, it's very common. You may not even see the people very much because they don't come. They may not come out much. They may just sit in their home, lie in bed all day. They don't feel any motive to get up. And I don't personally experience it, but it must be something really horrible that you're just living in a... You're living with your totally hopeless mind. Hopeless in the sense that you don't have any hope for any happiness. In a sense, that's good, because if you don't have any hope for happiness in the material existence, then you can take to Krishna consciousness. But such people don't, because they're deeply, deeply in the mode of ignorance. When we become hopeless of any material happiness, then tasmad gurum prapadyeta jignyasu shreya uttamam. Then with hope of finding happiness somewhere, I looked in touch, taste, smell, form. I looked in all the different, through my senses I tried to enjoy this world in so many species of life. Now I became hopeless of that. Maybe I have to look somewhere else. Let me find a guide who can show me how to find actual happiness. But so to become hopeless about material happiness is good if we don't give up hope altogether. If we look for spiritual happiness, Brahma Sokyam Tvanantam, unlimited spiritual happiness. But if we just give up all hope, nothing to live for. Whatever I do, everything goes wrong. Whatever I try for. So just stop trying. Whatever, all my hopes, they just came to nothing. I don't trust anyone. I don't love anyone. I don't even hate anyone. don't have enough mental energy even to dislike. You don't like anything, you don't dislike anything. You don't have it's not that you're angry at the world, but just lose any interest. No inspiration to respond to anything. Completely dull. But feeling completely miserable. Just, it doesn't bring any happiness. It's not like the Buddhists speak of nirvana, where there's no thought of anything. Just stop. It means cessation of all activities. Cessation of all thought. So in depression, it's something like that. No activity, no thought. Or maybe they go on with some activity, but no inspiration. And so it's like, but there, it's not that everything completely stops because the consciousness is there, but the consciousness is just an overwhelming feeling of misery. And there are, how many? Thousands, hundreds and thousands of people in the world who suffer from this. And that's one kind of mental disease. And there are so many mental diseases. Manic depression. What do they call that nowadays? Bipolar disorder. That sometimes you're super enthusiastic and then you're super pessimistic. You go, mood swings. Extreme mood swings. That's also considered a mental disorder. And so many, schizophrenia, where there's you and there's a ghost in there also. There's someone else in there. Sometimes you're one person, sometimes you're another. Sometimes you can be more than one. Or you can have multiple personalities. And you jump from one person, you don't really know who you are. You have so many different or it may be that from the Vedic perspective we could think that that's because whatever we think we are, that's all illusion anyway. If I think my name is Shanmugam N, a farmer in Salem district, that's also not really me. Because that's the false identity that I identify with. So it may be that one has incorporated from previous lives the identities and the persona that one had in a previous life. The illusory sense of who I am in a previous life. But whatever it is, it's all suffering. That's for sure. And Srila Prabhupada notes here, that the mental diseases are more acute than bodily diseases. And bodily diseases are plenty. There are so many hospitals in Salem district, and they're all full of people all the time. The hallways are all crowded, and the doctors are very busy. There are hundreds of doctors. How many doctors? Is there a medical association in Salem? How many members? You don't know. Few hundred, it must be. Even in a big hospital, there are a few hundred doctors. They're all busy with mostly with diseases, and also small percentage, I think, would be accident cases, is it? Mostly diseases, is it? Yeah. And it's painful. No doubt. But Prabhupada writes here that the mental diseases are more acute. And it's increasing, as all bad things are increasing every day in Kali Yoga. Tatas chanu dinam dharma satyam shocham. What's the next line? Kshama. What's the next line? Doya. Dharma satyam shocham. Shama, daya, kalena balina rajan nangshanti ayur balang smritihi. All the good things are decreasing, which means all the bad things are increasing. Dharma is decreasing day by day in Kali Yuga. Satyam, truthfulness, shocham, cleanliness, tolerance. That's one reason why people get depression, they can't tolerate their situation. Daya, compassion. Lifespan, bodily strength, and smriti, memory, but that can be the mental strength. Over there's also mental strength. Smriti, dhriti. Dhriti gives the sense of mental strength. That's also all decreasing day by day by day. So what is the solution? Srila Prabhupada says, it is quite fit and proper to take up the preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world without delay. Srila Prabhupada wrote this in the early 1960s, and he actually did it, preach Bhagavatam all over the world. But although Krishna consciousness is being spread all over the world, it has spread widely, but Kali Yuga is also increasing its influence. And in every generation we think that, oh, it's so bad, but it was so much better previously. Last time I was in England, I saw a newspaper article which wrote about how bad things are today, how good it was when we were kids in the 1970s. And at the time, our parents were saying how bad it is. And they lived through the war. Through the Second World War. And it's going on like that, generation after generation. What's it going to be like in another 30 years or so? They have to live through it all. It's getting worse and worse and worse. But there is a solution, and the solution is the preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada specifically says here. Of course, we know very well, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastreva, 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 Gatir Anyata. The holy name is the Yuga Dharma for this Kali Yuga. But Srila Prabhupada says, the preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam. How will people become inspired to chant the holy names? And even if they chant, how will they understand how to chant? Why they should chant, why they should continue with that. We all need to hear regularly the messages of Bhagavatam to cure our disease, the mental disease. There are different terms for that in the Bhagavatam itself. Anartha, what can be called mental disease, can be called anartha, unwanted things in the heart. The people who suffer from depression, they're pitied or by normal people, but the normal people are also crazy. Everyone's crazy. Srila Prabhupada quoted that as in Allahabad. He lived there so many years. They changed the name now, right? Prayagraj something. Who is that? Is that, do you remember that? It's changed now? What's it called? Prayag or Prayagraj? Just Prayag, okay. So there was a court case, and a man was accused of murder, and there was a psychological evaluation done. So a psychologist came and gave his evidence that, yeah, I've examined him and he's crazy, but then pretty much everyone's crazy, so if you want, you can let him off on the grounds of being crazy, but everyone's crazy. Indirectly, he was saying the judge was crazy also. Everyone's crazy. But some people are suffering more, for sure. Actually, you just go out in Salem City, just look at the faces of the people. Everyone's suffering. And if you talk with anyone, you'll find that everyone has so much anxiety, problems at home, so many hopes which don't get fulfilled, everyone's suffering. So this preaching is required. It's not that in India it's the land of dharma, therefore we don't need to preach here. Anyway, there's a BJP government in Delhi. It'll never happen in Tamil Nadu. You never know, but... with all due respect, so I don't want to get arrested here, but the BJP government is not going to push back the tide of Kali Yuga. That has to be by the preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, unless we can convince them to take up the preaching of Bhagavatam. That is required. Ahani ahani bhutani gachandeha yamalayam. Every day people are going to hell missing Krishna. They got the human form of life and they're missing Krishna. They didn't get the chance. So depression, this disease, that disease, they're just, it's hellish life. And from the human life they go to hellish life without Krishna consciousness. And these mental diseases is just like living in hell. In one's own mind, one can be in a beautiful situation, nice house, beautiful gardens, and live in hell, in the mind. It's quite possible. So yeah, how many Bhagavatams were distributed throughout December? Is that counted? Bhagavatam sets from here in ISKCON Salem. 28? There were more than that, weren't there? Only 28 throughout the whole month? 28. Oh, I thought there were more. Okay. But you usually do that amount every month, don't you?
I mean, this year it is... This year it is very less.
This year it's gone down. Why is that? You already got the more hopeful people? The major book there was a mess up with the schools. All the schools got closed down. There would have been more. Anyway, get them out. Chaitanya Charitamrita sets? How many went out? 15, that's good. Enthuse people to learn about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes we even see devotees who are depressed, and it seems to be, I've seen that it's more like a psychological disorder, because the cure for depression is chant Hare Krishna, really. We don't find anyone in the cure that when you're dancing and chanting, it's pretty hard to be depressed. But I mean, how is it possible? Actually, someone, it was an Indian woman in America once, said, well, I suffer from depression. I said, well, whenever you feel depressed, you just take a deep breath and shout out as loud as you can, Hare Krishna, the whole mantra, that will cure you. And she tried, and it worked. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you won't be depressed. Can close down all the mental hospitals. Just by chanting Hare Krishna. I specifically remember one devotee just in the middle of blissful kirtan, just standing at the back. Actually, I can think of two now, both in Europe actually. Just can't, even you try to get them enthused, they're just lost in their own minds. But generally the cure has to be chanting, taking prasadam, that will cleanse the mirror of the mind. Cheto darparam arjanam, they're all the anartas. Kali kalmashanashanam, the dirt in the heart will be cleansed by this chanting. So yeah. So now you have to make plans how to double the book distribution. Actually, one great plan is building this temple, because then you can sit here. I already gave that idea, right? You must have thought of it yourself. You take people around, give them prasad, and then give them a set of books. Then you have to follow up and make sure they're reading and give them courses. And in this way, this temple, it's not meant to be like some kind of museum that people come and look at, but they should actually, they'll enter the spiritual world, and they'll their whole spiritual life will begin and unfold. That's why, along with building the temple, we have to build devotees who can guide others in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any question, comment, or protest? Yeah, please.
On the topic of book distribution, there's also a score that might interest you from Switzerland. One of the devotees came from Switzerland, and he said that he and two other book distributors...
That was Shamananda and Keshav Madhav?
No, Manu and two others.
Uh-huh.
1,400 books in December, right? 1,400.
Switzerland used to be the capital of book distribution.
It is,
Switzerland,
yes.
And Germany.
And also in Switzerland, there's a big Tamil congregation.
There is, yeah. Yeah. You should distribute sets to all of them. They may have, many of them, I believe, had full sets. But they probably don't have Chaitanya Charitamrita. You want to go there? They don't speak English much. They speak Tamil and German. Yeah, that's a big field. You can order Tamil Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita and distribute them to the Tamil people. If you learn a few words of Tamil, that will help also. Great, yeah. I'm so happy to hear that, because Switzerland used to be... It was phenomenal, that book distribution they're doing. And are you a Swiss citizen?
Yes.
Yeah, then you can distribute books in Switzerland. It's very difficult for non-Swiss people to do it. The police arrest immediately. But Swiss people can do it. And it used to be in the old days of Navin and... Was it? No, Harinamananda. And... they just take sets and people would buy them, and people are very open. They have money. I don't know if they probably still have money. There's half the world's money is in Switzerland. But people have money and they're nice people. Is that your impression when you go to Switzerland? Generally people are at least superficially very nice. They'll take books. But I must say, I remember years ago we were driving in Bangladesh, and we picked up a hitchhiker of all things. We were at the border, and there was a Swiss man there. And he asked, "Where are you going?" We said, "We're going to Dhaka." So we're going from the Indian border. We used to put books in, bring the buses over, and hide the books, and take them over the border. So he's from Switzerland, but he'd never heard of Hare Krishna, never got a book. And I was surprised, because there's massive... He was from a remote farm somewhere. So there must... But that was practically, that's almost a generation ago, that big book distribution was going on. They don't know anymore. Yeah, it's everywhere. Another experience I had in Dublin, maybe 15 years... Dublin, Ireland. Then we were passing out flyers for some program. And some young woman asked, "What's this all about?" And I said, "Oh, it's Hare Krishna." She said, "What's that?" So explain a bit. "Where are you from?" "New York City." From New York City, and she'd never heard of Hare Krishna. Whereas a generation ago, everyone knew and liked it pretty much too. So yeah, practically we have to start the movement all over again. We've been in depression for one generation. It's almost like that. What to do? We don't know what to do. Let's try yoga or throwing some colors. What about distributing the books and Harinams? Same old thing that always worked. It worked previously. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process. Great. Jai Hare Krishna. Well, Prabhupada says in this purport, the Indians should go all over the world and preach, so get them some visas, they can go. Nice place for preaching. I was at a Rath Yatra a few years ago in some town, I can't even remember the name, some small town in Switzerland. It was pouring with rain all through the parade. Not Langenthal. That's very small. That's hardly even a town. That's a village. No, not Bern. Smaller than that. Maybe it was Bern. Bern. I think, anyway, it was pouring with rain, and then they had me go, at the end, shall we give a talk? Yeah. And there are all these people under their umbrellas from the public listening. That's good. Just from the public. So. And years ago, many years ago, this must have been the 1980s, I went to the first ever Rath Yatra in Zurich. And then Jai Pataka Maharaj and Harikesh, I think only Jai Pataka Maharaj, it was the first time he'd been outside India in more than 20 years or something. And the first place he came was Zurich. And he gave a talk, and the public, I remember, there's good interest from the public. That was then. And he said something, that in India, sometimes even the people, they throw themselves in front of Jagannath and this way. And afterwards, Harikesh Maharaj said to him, because he hasn't been thinking, now you're in the West, you should be, maybe not say things like that. That people throw themselves in front of the wheels and leave their body. Not the kind of preaching you do in the West. Jai Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hari Bol. Time for school, huh? Time for breakfast and then school. What time does your class begin? Saturday don't have a class. Don't have a Sanskrit class. What do you, other class? Gita class. You do that, do you? Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhyavacha. Patita nam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha.
So in this bhakti vikas,